It's time to get your news on. We are VK1WIA.
It certainly is time for the news. Time for the news for week commencing April 28, 2024. National WIA News. And this week, 2024 Bundaberg Convention and Expo to be held next weekend. All the latest you need to know. Better late than never, news on this year's Harry Angel Memorial Sprint, Silos on the Air activity, programs for disabled amateurs mark 57 years. But wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm editor Graham VK4BB.
This is WIA Director Peter VK8ZZ. As this broadcast goes to air, we are finalising registrations for the 2024 Bundaberg Convention and Expo to be held next weekend. Registrations for the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Conference and Expo are open until midnight Sunday, that is, tonight. We are closing registrations, including the dinner, early as we have to know the final numbers for the gala dinner for catering purposes. So if you're going to this fantastic event and want to join the gathering of the gala dinner on the Saturday night, then register today. Registrations without attendance at the gala dinner will still be open until Wednesday midnight, that is the 1st of May 2024. The program is on the WIA website and details are also being mentioned by the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club, which is included elsewhere in this broadcast. A contact with US astronaut Matthew Dominic on the International Space Station has now been confirmed and will be a highlight of this event. The Bundaberg Convention and Expo event will also include the WIA Annual General Meeting on the morning of Sunday the 5th of May 2024, commencing at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Registrations are essential to attend either in person or online. The formal notice of the AGM was sent to all members on the 12th of April 2024. The notice has also been published in Amateur Radio Magazine as well as advertised in the WIA news pages. The business to be conducted at the meeting, which has already been advised to members, includes the following items: to receive and consider the annual financial statements, director's report and independent auditor's report for the year ending 31 December 2023, to consider the results of elections of directors, and to consider the special resolution to bestow honorary life membership on Robert Broomhead, VK3DN, and to transact any other business that may be brought before the meeting in accordance with the Institute's constitution. And that was by order of the board of the WIA on the 10th of April 2024. Once again, registration is essential to attend the WIA AGM, either in person or online. Registrations for the AGM are available on a link on the WIA news webpage or at a link in the text version of this broadcast. You must register to attend either in person or online. There is no cost for attending the AGM. If you are unable to make it either in person or online, then please send your apology to the secretary at wia.org.au and that will be reflected in the AGM meeting minutes. This has been Peter Clee, VK8ZZ, looking forward to meeting as many of you as possible at next weekend in Bundaberg. 7-3.
Thanks, Peter. Now, although registrations for the WIA gala dinner closed this Sunday evening 28th at midnight, and the AGM without the dinner closed Wednesday the 1st at midnight, if you are attending the expo, tickets can be purchased on the day.
We are VK1WIA. Now, international news with VK2LAW Jason.
And international news is with thanks to DX World, IARU, RSGB, RAC, ARRL, NZART, EHAM, Amateur Radio Newsline, ICQ Podcast, RadioWorld.com, Hackaday, and the worldwide sources of the WIA. Programs for disabled amateurs marks 57 years. Colin Butler from ICQ Podcast has told how the Courage Kenny Handyhand program is marking 57 years of providing service, training and experience to disabled amateur radio operators. In celebration of the program's longevity and success, the Handy Ham Radio Club is holding a 48-hour QSO party, and all currently licensed program members are encouraged to get on the air. The action started at 1900 UTC on Friday the 26th of April and continues through to 1900 UTC Sunday the 28th of April. Operators will be on all amateur bands using all modes, including digital and VOIP, to spotlight the Minnesota-based program and club. Operators will be calling CQ Handyham 57. The RSGB board has met for the first time since the Society's AGM, where three directors were endorsed to serve as nominated directors on the board and one was confirmed as elected unopposed. The new board has chosen Dr. Stuart Bryant, Golf 3 Yankee Sierra X-Ray, to continue in the role of RSGB board chair until the 2025 AGM. You can find details of all RSGB board directors at rsgb.org/board, and the board liaison roles will be confirmed and added to the page in the coming weeks. Sweetwater, a musical talent whose group was a headliner at Woodstock in the 1960s, has become a silent key. We hear about him from Paul Braun, Whiskey Delta 9 Golf Charlie Oscar.
On the opening day of the Woodstock Music Festival in upstate New York in 1969, Elpidio Cobian, N6VJD, enlivened the music of the group Sweetwater with his conga playing, as he always did. A gifted musician, he later made a career change into the film industry, where he became part of different movie set crews. According to his longtime friend Leo, KJ6HI, one of the big joys in his life was amateur radio and his amateur radio friends. Known to almost everyone as Pete, he died of natural causes on the 6th of April. Leo remembered his friend of more than 40 years as someone who made, and kept, lasting friendships on and off the air. He told Newsline, he was an unselfish operator and always available to assist other hams. He said that Pete was a fixture on 40 and 75 meters, where he inspired everyone with his upbeat and endearing personality. Leo told Newsline, we are going to miss him dearly. Pete was 90 years old. This is Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Thanks, Paul. To the Indian subcontinent. Three remote polling stations in Pune District, West India, are set to utilize ham radio technology to transmit important voting information. These polling centers lack cell phone network coverage, making conventional communication methods ineffective. With ham radio technology bridging the communication gap, voters in these regions can rest assured that their voices will be heard. To the USA, a shame it's a bit far for a quick visit for we VK hams, but the Pennsylvania Trolley Museum will be hosting its first ever Vintage Communications Weekend soon. On May the 4th and 5th, visitors will have the opportunity to immerse themselves in the rich history of communications technology. The weekend will showcase how communication has evolved, with antique telephones, telegraphs, typewriters, phonographs, radios, printing presses, and other devices that have shaped how we connect with one another. Long-distance amateur radio operators can take part in the event by working the weekend's special event station. Visitors will have the opportunity to try their hand at sending Morse code messages, listening to radio broadcasts from antique radios, and even making a souvenir on the printing press. And wrapping up this week's international news from Boston, amateur radio provided communication support for Boston Marathon. Ham radio operators provided communications for the 128th running of the Boston Marathon, with more than 280 radio amateurs participating in the event. The marathon is one of the largest events for which hams provide communications support in the Northern Hemisphere. They are performing communication duties that include logistic support as a primary function and backup support for medical and other public safety requests for the race as needed, wrote District Emergency Coordinator for the ARRL Eastern Massachusetts Section, Rob Macedo, Kilo Delta 1 Charlie Yankee. For VK1WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. And in operational news, we start as usual with Qantas 2024. And we kick off with a notice from Kevin Reedy, Harry Angel.
This is Kevin, VK4UH, contest manager for the Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre sprint. A quick reminder that the 2024 contest is being run on Saturday, May the 4th, and this year marks the 25th year for the Harry Angel sprint, a quarter of a century. The Harry Angel sprint is an annual 80-metre contest established to commemorate the life of Harry Angel, VK4HA, who at the time of his becoming a silent key was the oldest licensed amateur in Australia. The duration of the contest is 106 minutes, 1 minute for each year of Harry's life. Full details about the contest can be found in the contest section on the main WIA website, and this includes all information about scoring and instruction for the submission of all log entries. And a reminder that logs can only be submitted electronically. This is Kevin, VK4UH, on behalf of the WIA and the Redcliffe Radio Club, manager of the Harry Angel Memorial Sprint.
The St George Amateur Radio Society will again be holding the Don Edwards Memorial Slow Morse in 2024. The contest is held on the weekend after Mother's Day. This year it will be on Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th of May. IAAHF World Championship the second full weekend of July, that is 13-14. Starts 0 hours UTC Saturday, ends 23:59 hours UTC Sunday. Trans-Tasman Lubin Contest, July 21st. The Trans-Tasman Contest, always held on the third weekend in July, aims to encourage Lubin activity between VK and ZL. Only contest bands 160, 80 and 40 metres are allowed with SSB, CW and digital, that is RIDI or PSK. This contest is another official WIA contest and will count towards the Peter Brown Contest Champion Awards. Yoda Contest 2024. The next two sessions of this year's Yoda Contest will be from 10 hours UTC to 21:59 hours UTC on 21 July and 29 December on the five classic bands, CW and SSB. Everyone can work everyone. August 17, 18, Remembrance Day Contest. This contest commemorates the Australian amateurs who died during World War II and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve the operating skills of participants. It is held on the weekend closer to the 15th of August, the date on which hostilities ceased in the Southwest Pacific area. A perpetual trophy is awarded annually to the Australian state or territory with the best performance. The name of the winning state or territory is inscribed on the trophy, and that state or territory then holds the trophy for 12 months. The winning state or territory is also given a certificate, as they are leading entrants. Amateurs will endeavour to contact amateurs in VK call areas, ZL and P29, on all bands except WARC bands. Modes allowed are phone, CW and RITI as per the era remembered. Again, the 2024 contest is 17th and 18th August. 44th Lara Contest, and this Lara Contest is always held on the last full weekend of August. Eligibility. All licensed operators throughout the world are invited to participate. Scout and Girl Guide groups are encouraged to take part using their club's equipment and call sign. Wilds work everyone. OMs work wilds only. Contest. Combined phone and CW run over 24 hours. Starts Saturday, 25th August 2024 at 0600 hours UTC. Ends Sunday 26th of August 2024 at 0559 hours UTC. Suggested frequencies. All HF bands except 160 metres and WARC bands. Contacts made on Echolink will also be accepted. Oceania Decks contest. This year's contest will be held on October the 5th and 12th, respectively. OceaniaDecksContest.com. Decks window to the world. Bhutan. A52P and A52CI are on the air until May 4 on 46 metres using CWSSB and various digital modes. QSL via club log. Easter Island. 3G0YA until May 6 on 166 metres using CWSSB and FT8. QSL 3G0YA via DJ4MX. Malawi. Don 7Q6M is QRV until May 13, 2024, and has also been active on 160 metres. QSL via LTW. Botswana. Active will be A25SHD from different locations in Botswana, between 30 April and 13 May. QSL A25SHD via home call, which is HB9SHD. In the world, DX, be listening for members of the Zurich City Police Radio Amateur Club throughout the year, operating as HB20SP. The club is marking its 20th anniversary. Unfortunately, no Bureau QSLs, but you can use the logbook of the world. And HB20SP runs until December 31. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest group news this week, it's Summits on the Air, Silos, Parks on the Air and other adventure groups. Looking for some South African summits? Well, the ZS SOTA activity is no longer a one-day event. It's now a weekend event, giving much, much more opportunity to snag some high scores along with some high summits. The ZS SOTA Autumn Activity Weekend will run from 0:00 to 21:59 UTC on Saturday the 4th to Sunday the 5th of May. Silos on the Air. For this activity, it's to Brisbane.
This is Graham, VK4CEG, for the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club. Brisbane Amateur Radio Club members have embraced the SIOTA program. That's Silos on the Air, and currently hold 3 of the top 10 places in the leaderboard. There are only 4 silos around Brisbane, but many throughout the Wheatbelt and 117 overall in Queensland. Activation simply involves making 3 contacts from within 1 kilometre of the silo. Outdoor activity, such as this, does create interest in amateur radio, and we have recently gained several new members simply by advertising these activities and displaying our club banner. Outdoor activities such as this are appealing to younger people and are working for BARC to build membership.
Thanks, Graham. Next up, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group's Astronomy and Wireless Weather. The solar eclipse shifted time signals in the USA. The USA National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, has a radio station in Fort Collins, Colorado, call letters WWV. Operating at multiple shortwave frequencies, WWV broadcasts precise time and frequency information 24/7 to listeners worldwide. On April 8, 2024, the frequency of WWV shifted. It was the solar eclipse, says ham radio operator WADDU of Cleveland, Ohio, who assembled records from 13 monitoring stations in and around the path of totality. The ham SCI Personal Space Weather Station Network's GRAPE stations measure Doppler shift in the carrier signal of time-standard radio stations such as WWV. On April the 8th, the network saw a distinct S-curve signature associated with the eclipse. The Doppler shift occurred when the shadow of the moon pierced the ionosphere, creating a temporary hole where ionization was reduced. This in turn altered the skip distance from transmitters to receivers. Because the skip point was moving, reflected radio signals were naturally Doppler shifted. SpaceWeather.com reader and senior physicist Larry Carr of Brookhaven National Labs made this calculation. Using the 10 megahertz WWV frequency, an average shift of about 0.5 hertz implies the layer bottom, the skip point, was moving at speeds of up to 15 meters per second. During the entire eclipse, the reflecting layer moved on the order of 50 kilometers. The total Doppler shift was only a few cycles per second, similar to normal night-day variations, so no one actually lost track of time during the eclipse. Nevertheless, it's a fascinating demonstration of an eclipse's power to touch the Earth. Noted scientist honoured for ionospheric research. A noted scientist in the UK has been honoured for his contributions to ionospheric research. His use of the digital protocol FST4W for ionospheric research has earned Gwen Griffiths, G3ZIL, the Les Barclay Memorial Award from the Radio Society of Great Britain. Gwen has been an active contributor to HAM-SCI, a citizen science investigation group best known for its studies of the impact solar eclipses have on the ionosphere. Gwen, who's also been honoured as a recipient of the Member of the British Empire, has utilised the digital protocol to investigate different aspects of propagation. FST4W is mostly used on the LF and MF bands using 4 GFSK modulation. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier. Boeing CST-100 Starliner embarked on its last big road trip before its journey to the International Space Station next month. In the pre-dawn hours, the capsule and its service module made the slow trek from Kennedy Space Center to Space Launch Complex 41 on Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. The rollout of the vehicle, named Calypso, is another key step towards the crew flight test of the Starliner spacecraft, the first time that it will carry astronauts to and from the ISS. The mission's crew, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, KD5PLB, were on hand to witness the departure of their ticket to ride. A dead spacecraft the size of a truck ignites with plasma and pulverizes into dust and litter as it rips through the ionosphere and atmosphere. This is what happens to internet service satellites during re-entry. When the full mega constellation of satellites is deployed in the 2030s, companies will do this every hour because satellite internet requires thousands of satellites to constantly be replaced. Recent research has led some physicists to believe that the space stress generated by dead and dying commercial satellites could compromise our ionosphere and/or magnetosphere. Unlike meteorites, which is small and only contain trace amounts of aluminium, these wrecked spacecraft are huge and consist entirely of aluminium and other exotic highly conductive materials. And highly conductive materials can create charging effects and act as a magnetic shield. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA. Wake Island, IOTA number OC053, NL7RR. Listen for Tom, NL7RR from Wake Island, IOTA number OC053, until the 15th of May, on or around 14.200 MHz, using the call sign KH9/NL7RR, qrz.com/QSL details. Lolland Island, IOTA number EU029, 5P5LI. Seven radio amateurs from Belgium are active as 5P5LI from Lolland Island, IOTA number EU029, until the 6th of May, operating CW, SSB and the digital modes on 160 through to 6 metres. QSL 5P5LI via ON6CF, direct or bureau. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, military. George, MM0DFV, writing in Ham Radio Daily, tells of a special event amateur radio station, GB6WW, which will be working from Glasgow, Scotland, from the 1st to the 28th of May as a poignant tribute to commemorate the end of World War II. This event is not just about celebrating victory, but also remembering the sacrifices made and the lessons learned from one of the darkest periods in human history. Amateur radio has a long-standing tradition of bringing people together across the globe, and GB6WW embodies that spirit by connecting individuals through the airwaves to reflect on peace and freedom. The event encourages participants to learn about the technological advancements of the time, the role of communication in the war effort, and the importance of radio as a tool for both information and morale. By tuning into GB6WW, participants and listeners can explore the past, honour the memory of those who served and suffered, and celebrate the peace and freedom that their sacrifices secured. This event is a reminder of the power of communication to bridge time, space and differences, fostering a global community united in remembrance and hope. And here in VK, don't forget that, well, it would be hard to, as Felix, VK4FUQ, has been reminding us each week of our own Remembrance Day contest in August. US Armed Forces Day Crossman Test, May 11, 2024. The US Department of Defense will host this year's Armed Forces Day, AFD, Crossman Test on May 11. For more than 50 years, military and amateur stations have taken part in this event, which is an interoperability exercise between hobbyist and government radio stations. The event is open to all licensed amateur radio operators and will not impact any public or private communications. The AFD Crossband Test is a unique opportunity to test two-way communications between military communicators and radio stations in the amateur radio service. These tests provide opportunities and challenges for radio operators to demonstrate individual technical skills in a tightly controlled exercise scenario. Military stations will transmit on selected military frequencies and announce the specific amateur radio frequencies monitored. All scheduled times will be in Zulu, and all scheduled frequencies will be upper sideband unless otherwise noted. Information on frequencies, times, and other technical information can be found in our text edition, Best Read, at wia.org.au. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA. And with the latest news, it's over to Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Cole. Mile High Middle School is home to some true student hams. Rather than being class clowns, these are serious hams, or more to the point, certified amateur ham radio operators. They are able to communicate with a peer in a neighbouring town, a video gamer in Japan, or an astronaut aboard the International Space Station. The Mile High Amateur Radio Club, supervised by industrial arts teacher and ham radio enthusiast Terry Pemberton, is a group of 7th and 8th grade boys and a few girls who just earned their federal ham radio licenses with classes taught by leaders in the Yavapai Amateur Radio Club. As a reward for finishing the classes to earn their license, a requirement to be an operator, the club was able to equip each with their own handheld radio in one of the variety of color schemes. Now turning to Argentina, Youth on the Air is accepting recycling donations of Eclipse glasses for hams and youth. These recycled Eclipse glasses will be sent home with Argentinian campers attending the 2024 YOTA Americas Camp so that amateur radio operators and youth can safely watch the annual solar eclipse in October of this year. This is a great idea to recycle unused or gently used glasses while helping fellow amateur radio operators and youth in the hobby. Donations will be accepted in person only at the Dayton Hamvention YOTA booth and at the 2024 YOTA Americas Camp in Halifax, Canada.
Thanks, Alec. And finally this week, it's Worldwide Special Interest Groups video. tinyurl.com/wia-news-videos. That link is a video version of this news compiled by VK5BD Bevan every week. No problem if you miss that link. You can find a direct link in the news section at wia.org.au or simply just search YouTube for VK5BD and discover why most WIA national news presenters have good heads for radio. Hi, hi. And on that note, I'll catch you with more Worldwide Special Interest Group news next week. Still portable in VK7, I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
G'day from Bundaberg. I'm David, VK4DN, Secretary of the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club. The countdown continues, with only 1 week away from the 2024 National WIA Convention and AGM. Our club members are preparing for the weekend with all hands on deck. With months in the planning, you can be assured of a great weekend for all. If you haven't registered yet for the gala dinner and AGM, you can go to the WIA website for your tickets. We also have interesting activities planned for attendees, XYLs and partners over the weekend. We look forward to welcoming you to Bundaberg and we'll be monitoring the local repeater if you need any assistance. 73 from David, VK4DN, Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club. Cheers, guys.
Thanks, David. We'll say goodbye to you. We'll see you all in Bundaberg next weekend. Thanks for listening. I'm Graham VK4 Baker Baker. walk softly.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.